As soon as Shoto and Daito learned that Froboz was the Sixers' destination, they'd easily deciphered the meaning of the quatrain. And by the time they reached Froboz, just a few minutes later, they'd already figured out what they needed to do to obtain the Jade Key. They landed the Kurosawa next to an instance of the White House that was still deserted. Shoto ran inside to collect the 19 treasures and get the key, while Daito remained outside to stand guard. Shoto worked quickly, and he only had 2 treasures left to collect when Daito informed him by comlink that 10 Sixer gunships were closing in on their location. He told his brother to hurry and promised to hold off the enemy until Shoto had the Jade Key. Neither of them knew if they'd have another chance to reach it. As Shoto scrambled to get the last 2 treasures and place them in the trophy case, he remotely activated one of the Kurosawa's external cameras and used it to record a short video of Daito's confrontation with the approaching Sixers. Shoto opened a window and played this video clip for me, but he averted his eyes until it was over. He obviously had no desire to watch it again. On the vid feed, I saw Daito standing alone in the field beside the White House. A small fleet of Sixer gunships was descending out of the sky, and they began to fire their laser cannons as soon as they were within range. A hailstorm of fiery red bolts began to rain down all around Daito. Behind him, in the distance, I could see more Sixer gunships setting down, and each one was offloading squadrons of power-armored ground troops. Daito was surrounded. The Sixers had obviously spotted the Kurosawa during its descent to the planet's surface, and they'd made killing the 2 samurai a priority. Daito didn't hesitate to use the ace up his sleeve. He pulled out the beta capsule, held it aloft in his right hand, and activated it. His avatar instantly changed into Ultraman, a glowing-eyed, red and silver alien superhero. As his avatar transformed, he also grew to a height of 156 feet. The Sixer ground forces closing in on him froze in their tracks, staring up in frightened awe as Ultraman Daito snatched 2 gunships out of the sky and smashed them together, like a giant child playing with 2 tiny metal toys. He dropped the flaming wreckage to the ground and began to swat other Sixer gunships out of the sky like bothersome flies. The ships that escaped his deadly grasp banked around and sprayed him with laser bolts and machine gun fire, but both deflected harmlessly off his armored alien skin. Daito let out a booming laugh that echoed across the landscape. Then he made a cross with his arms, intersecting at the wrists. A glowing energy beam blasted forth from his hands, vaporizing 6 gunships unlucky enough to fly through its path. Daito turned and swept the beam over the Sixer ground forces around him, frying them like terrified ants under a magnifying glass. Daito appeared to be enjoying himself immensely, so much so that he paid little attention to the warning light embedded in the center of his chest, which had now begun to flash bright red. This was a signal that his 3 minutes as Ultraman had nearly elapsed and that his power was almost depleted. This time limit was Ultraman's primary weakness. If Daito failed to deactivate the beta capsule and return to human form before his 3 minutes were up, his avatar would die. But it was obvious that if he changed back into his human form right now, in the middle of the massive Sixer onslaught, he'd be killed instantly too. And Shoto would never be able to reach the ship. I could see the Sixer troops around Daito screaming into their comlinks for backup, and additional Sixer gunships were still arriving in droves. Daito was blasting them out of the sky one at a time with perfectly aimed bursts of his specium ray. And, with each blast he fired, the warning light on his chest pulsed faster. Then, Shoto emerged from the White House and told his brother via comlink that he'd acquired the Jade Key. In that same instant, the Sixer ground forces spotted Shoto, and sensing a much easier target, they began to redirect their fire at his avatar. Shoto made a mad dash for the Kurosawa. When he activated the boots of speed he was wearing, his avatar became a barely visible blur racing across the open field. As Shoto ran, Daito repositioned his giant form to provide him with as much cover as possible. Still firing energy blasts, he was able to keep the Sixers at bay. Then, Daito's voice broke in on the comlink. Shoto, he shouted. I think someone is here. Someone is inside. His voice cut off. At the same moment, his avatar froze as if he'd been turned to stone, and a logout icon appeared directly over his head.